freedom.
We turn the corner onto a main street where there's more traffic. Cars go by, black most of them, some grey and brown. There are other women with baskets, some in red, some in the dull green of the Marthas, some in the striped dresses, red and blue and green and cheap and skimpy, that mark the women of the poorer men. Econo-wives, they're called. These women are not divided into functions. They have to do everything, if they can. Sometimes there is a woman all in black, a widow. There used to be more of them, but they seem to be diminishing. You don't see the commander's wives on the sidewalks, only in cars. The sidewalks here are cement. Like a child, I avoid stepping on the cracks. I'm remembering my feet on these sidewalks in the time before and what I used to wear on them. Sometimes it was shoes for running with cushioned soles and breathing holes and stars of fluorescent fabric that reflected light in the darkness. Though I never ran at night, and in the daytime only beside well-frequented roads. Women were not protected then. I remember the rules. Rules that were never spelled out, but that every woman knew. Don't open your door to a stranger, even if he says he is the police. Make him slide his ID under the door. Don't stop on the road to help a motorist pretending to be in trouble. Keep the locks on and keep going. If anyone whistles, don't turn to look. Don't go into the laundromat by yourself at night. I think about laundromats. What I wore to them, shorts, jeans, jogging pants, what I put into them, my own clothes, my own soap, my own money, money I had earned myself. I think about having such control. Now we walk along the same street in red pairs and no man shouts obscenities at us, speaks to us, touches us, no one whistles. There is more than one kind of freedom, said Aunt Lydia. Freedom to and freedom from. In the days of anarchy, it was freedom to. Now you're being given freedom from. Don't underrate it.